He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It's the Post-President's Day edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, in a very chilly, it was 36 degrees coming to work this morning. That's like, Arctic weather for San Diego. The market is a mixed market today. There's Walmart, and then there's the rest of the market. Walmart, a big member of that Dow Jones 30 team, which is down today. The Dow is down 157 points, all on the back of Walmart. Thanks a lot, Walmart. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ is up 12 points to 7251. The S&P 500 is down 7 points, and of course, Walmart, a big member, a big weighty member. It's a weighted index. The S&P is down 8 points right now to 2,724. Russell 2000 up 1 point this morning. We've got crude oil up 9 cents. We're back up above 60, well above 60, $61.77 on the crude oil markets. Gold is down $13 per ounce. Gold is at $1,343. Gold has resistance right around $1,350, and it just can't seem to get through there. Silver is down 7 cents this morning to $16.59. The euro is flat against the U.S. dollar. The 10-year is bumping up again, bumping its way up to 2.90% as it looks like it's headed towards 3%. The VIX up just a little bit today. The VIX is at 20.7. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson in San Diego, California, where we are the home of now Eric Hosmer, first baseman for the Padres. That was the big news in San Diego. I think season ticket sales were going really slow this year. They said, hey, boss, we need to do something here to get these tickets sold, or we're not going to have anybody in here this season. And they went out and made the biggest hire they've ever made, getting Eric Hosmer from the Kansas City Royals. And because of that, we will be in Arizona this Saturday. I think we'll be there this Friday. My wife wants seats right behind first base so that she can see our new first baseman. Over in Peoria and Mesa, I think they're playing in Mesa, Arizona on Saturday against the Oakland A's. Look for us on TV right behind Eric Hosmer. Walmart, the big story of the day. They miss earnings. I don't own Walmart. Here's my problem with Walmart. I like shopping there, believe it or not. Best prices I can find are at Walmart. You know, us Scandinavians, we're looking for the best price. But the earnings at Walmart have been going backwards by 4% over the last 5 years, all right? I don't like stocks, companies that aren't growing anymore. I like companies that are growing, and I like companies that are growing better than the rest. And even though Walmart is a dominant bricks and mortar company, the largest retailer with a physical presence, it's having a hard time keeping up with Amazon's growth, isn't it? And I don't find Walmart to be any particular value. I have an F value grade on the shares. Walmart, which has been doing pretty well recently. But if you take a look at it, let's just go the last 5 years for Walmart. The market has averaged 12.6%. That's the S&P 500. And Walmart has delivered returns of just 8.6%. We look at the last 3 years, the market's delivered 9% average returns, Walmart 6.5. But Walmart has had a heck of a 12 months. I can't argue with that. It's up 57% while the market's up 16. Why is it up so much over the last 12 months? Because they are establishing and they are amping up their online presence. They want to compete with Amazon in the online space. However, Walmart hasn't delivered yet. Their earnings continue to grow very slowly. This most recent quarter, which they reported today, their earnings were up just 2% versus this same quarter last year, and their sales were up just 4% this same quarter versus last year. And the stock today is down a whopping 9.2%. That's a big drop for a $283 billion company. Walmart operates 11,695 Walmart Sam's Club stores worldwide, and the stock down 9.2%, a big reason why the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down over 100 points here this morning. We also have another big one in the Dow and the S&P. Oh, and Walmart is also giving profit guidance. This is forward guidance below expectations. Home Depot, on the other hand, they beat earnings by 5 cents. I do own Home Depot in my income portfolio. Home Depot has been growing their earnings by 20% per year over the last 5 years. Now compare those two side by side, both bricks and mortar retail giants. Home Depot has been growing their earnings by 20% per year over the last 5 years. Walmart's earnings have been going down by 4% per year over the last 5 years. So in the battle of Bentonville versus Atlanta, where Home Depot is headquartered, Home Depot, the big winner. Home Depot reports earnings today that were better than expected. They pay a dividend yield of 1.9%. Their earnings grew by 17% year over year. Now, that compares with Walmart's 2% year over year. That's why I own Home Depot in my income portfolio. I do not own, I have no exposure to Walmart. Home Depot has also been a pretty good performer over the years. Let's just take a look how Home Depot has handily beat the market for quite some time now. You look over the last 10 years, while the market's been averaging 7.3%, Home Depot, 25% per year. Stock of the decade? Not quite. But it certainly has lined investors' pockets with some pretty good capital gains there. Over the last 3 years, Home Depot has delivered 25% per year to investors, while the market's delivered 9%. And that's some good alpha there. In fact, the stock gets a performance grade of A-. Well, these numbers and letters and grades are coming from the Best Stocks Now app, which I find to be very useful and handy in sizing up a stock. Over the last 12 months, Home Depot's up 41%, while the market's up 16%. So Home Depot has beat the market over the last 10 years. Last 5 years, the last 3 years, the last 12 months. And it continues to be a best stock now. In fact, as of today, it's ranked number 79 out of 5,542. And as I look at the last year, like a year ago today, Home Depot was ranked number 30 out of 5,542 in my Best Stocks Now app. I go 6 months ago, it was ranked number 109. That's actually 3 months ago. A month ago, it was ranked number 94. Right now, it's ranked number 79 out of 5,542. That's why I continue to own Home Depot in my income account. Not in my growth portfolio, but my income and growth portfolio. It does pay that dividend of almost 2%. And going forward, Home Depot is expected to continue to grow by 13.4% per year over the next 5 years. My 5-year target price, which is also a very handy number to have in your hip pocket when you need it, I have a 5-year target price from the app of $330 per share. Home Depot currently trading at $187 per share. So, story of two stocks today. One good, one bad. Walmart on the bad side. Home Depot on the good side. Both members of the Dow. And one weighing heavily on the market. That's Walmart and the S&P. And the other one actually helping out the market today. But Walmart is a gargantuan that is dragging down the Dow today. Well, we've got about 50 S&P 500 companies that will report earnings this week, and we've got a few more in the bag today that I'll talk about. Where are we at on the overall earnings picture? Stocks follow earnings. Follow the leader. The leader is earnings. That's why we need to know where those earnings are headed. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now radio. Well, have you noticed the relative calm in the market? Especially last week compared to the prior week. We welcome that calm to the market. It's no fun coming to work and having the market down 1,500 points midday, you know, intraday, and then have it come storming back and then have it go back down again. That's no fun. So we welcome the relative calm we had in the market last week. We still really don't have a reason why the market swooned like it did, testing a lot of our nerves and our fortitude as to whether or not we really believe in the numbers and the bull and the economy and everything else. But, you know, I stood back and I looked at the numbers, let the numbers be my guide once again. And the market did calm down last week, and now we seem to be trading on those numbers again. And what are those numbers? Those numbers are earnings. And we will get to the current earnings picture here this week. This current earnings season is starting to wind down. Let me take a look here. I think we've had about 80% of the companies in the S&P 500 that have now reported their earnings. And this has been a very, very powerful, strong earnings season. 80% of the companies in the S&P 500 now reporting earnings. 77% have beat their earnings estimates. While 78%, this is the real blowout number, 78% have beat their sales estimates. This is a record number of companies beating their sales estimates. During this upcoming week, and we already got several reporting today, I know several S&P 500 companies, including Walmart, including Home Depot, Domino's Pizza, a few others have reported earnings today, but this week we'll get 53 S&P 500 companies reporting. And I would expect the same trend. The trend is your friend, my friend. 80% of companies in the S&P 500 have reported. 77% have beat earnings estimates. 78% have beat their sales estimates. Okay, well, let's take a look at what else is happening today in the market. We have, you know, one of my predictions for 2018, I think this is a pretty easy prediction to make. With all of that cash coming back from overseas and companies being stocked with a lot of, and with profit margins fatter than originally anticipated because of the tax cut, companies have a lot of cash right now. And there's going to be a record number of mergers and acquisitions this year. We've got another one being announced today. Albertsons has agreed to purchase the rest of Rite Aid that is not being sold to Walgreens Boots Alliance. See, they did not want a monopoly on all of these little household goods, on Q-tips and things like this. And they only allowed Walgreens to buy so much of Rite Aid. Well, the rest is being scooped up by Albertsons. And Walgreens today, or actually Rite Aid today, is up, let's see how much it's up. It's up 4%, no big deal, $2.22. But there is another merger and acquisition to chalk up here in 2018, and I think we'll continue to see a lot more, and I have my antennas up. I wrote about this in my newsletter over the weekend. I have my antennas up. I have my Geiger counter. You know, the week after a President's Day holiday, where you have a lot of people on the beach and campers and whatnot, you always get the guy from Minnesota with his Geiger counter thingy, whatever you call those, the detector, metal detector, looking for valuables left behind by tourists. Who knows, maybe a diamond ring. You never know what's buried down in that sand after a bunch of people leave, and it starts ticking when there's an unusual activity, when there's something unusual buried beneath the sand. Well, there is no way to know who's going to buy who or who's being courted or who's in the next in line to be bought out. There's just no way of knowing that. If you did know, you would end up in prison, you know, for insider information. The only Geiger counter that I have is my app, my Best Stocks Now app. And over the weekend, I wrote several paragraphs about the new screen in the app. If you go to beststocksnowapp.com and you click on, I believe it is stocks. Let's see if I click on stocks. Yeah, there it is. Right at the top of that screen, it says possible stocks for traders. And it's the stocks that currently have a momentum grade of A+. That's it. Not A. Not A-. Not B+. A+. Okay, and as I scroll through there, I'm going to guess there's about 100 stocks there. I see Splunk. How about Splunk? I used to follow Splunk, S-P-L-K. Let's just look at why that has an A-plus momentum grade. Oh, I can see why. 2 days ago, that thing shot up to new all-time highs. The number one ranked momentum A-plus is Tabula Rosa Healthcare. Sounds like a wine. I'd like a bottle of that Tabula Rosa. Or President's Day. Tabula Rosa is a healthcare company. Now, I'm not telling you to go out. I'm just giving you examples of stocks that are in the list today of A+ momentum grade. And I see that stock has a very powerful stock chart. Came public in 2016. I see number three is Audentes Inc. The symbol is bold. Well, there's a bold one. B-O-L-D. That's another one, gene therapy. Well, they're working on this. They want to extract a diseased gene from your body, re-engineer that gene in the lab, and then put that gene back into your body. Hey, it sounds like a pretty good idea, even though it's about $1 million procedure. Never mind, the cost will come down. But this is one of the big, big areas that the biotech industry is headed. Gene therapy. I see number four is another biotech stock, Beijing, B-G-N-E. That's actually a Chinese biotech. Look at that chart. Holy cow. Breaking out to new all-time highs today. So, you know, I'm just saying that that's the ticking Geiger counter that I have. It's part of the Best Stocks Now app. And if you say, well, I use the app on Apple. The Apple doesn't have that screen yet. Well, just go to the website, beststocksnowapp.com, on your Apple device, whether it be an iPad or an iPhone, or go to your Google device, whether it be a pad or a phone. Go to that website, and that screen is available to you. There's 100 stocks there today that are A+ momentum grade. And you never know. I mean, take a look at the charts. Take a look at the recent news. There's some powerful moves in those stocks taking place. Definitely worth a look at. This is Bill Gunderson, the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months, or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we have a split market today. We've got Walmart and we've got the rest of the market out there today, which is actually doing okay. The NASDAQ is positive right now and it's actually starting to gain a little bit of steam. And as I look at my overall money under management here, we're actually up today overall. But my next lesson here, my next topic is going to be diversification. What's too much? What's not enough? What's high risk? What's low risk? What's too diluted? What's too concentrated? Well, I've been in the business now for over two decades. I've talked to many people about this subject and have come away with my own guidelines that I go by, but to everybody has their own. You know, you can buy the total market index, all right? That's 4,000 stocks, something like that. You could buy the world index, VT, which includes stocks from all over the world. You can own just one stock. I had a guy one time early on in my career that had just one stock. It happened to be the right stock. He did really well with it. He made a killing in it. And I had another lady that I talked to that had all her marbles in one stock, and it turned out to really hurt her over the years because she refused to sell it and to diversify. Well, I come up with a formula that I use, you know, somewhere, you know, I like to own about 25 to 30, somewhere in there, in a portfolio. I feel like that gives me enough diversification. Now, the first thing you have to decide is how you want to be diversified amongst the asset classes. And that's where the first battle begins. There's a school of thought that says, you know, you should have a big chunk of bonds and a big chunk of stocks in your portfolio. And as you get older, that chunk of bonds should get bigger and bigger. And that chunk of stock should get smaller and smaller. So that's the first decision you have to make. And I'm an outlier there in my industry. I believe that you have to take a look at the stock market, the fundamentals of the market, and which way earnings are going to determine how much you want to have in stocks at any given point in time. That could be anywhere from 0 to 100, right? I want to have 0% in stocks up to 100% in stocks. You can look at cash as an asset class. That can range anywhere from 0 to 100. I don't want to have any cash on the sidelines right now. I want it all working for me. Or I want 100% of my assets safely in this harbor called cash right now. And the bond market, same way. 0 to 100. Real estate, 0 to 100. Gold, precious metals, 0 to 100. Cryptocurrencies, 0 to 100, whatever the case may be. Well, right now, my allocation is mostly stock and a little bit of cash. Zero bonds, zero gold, zero real estate investment trust, and zero in the utilities. It's all stocks right now. And some cash. The other asset class is the inverse funds, hedges, which can come in real handy. Those are like the shock absorbers, okay? If things get a little rocky, you can add a few shock absorbers. They may cost you a little money, but it's like buying insurance. And if the market really plunges, they'll protect you on the way down. And if the market starts to roll over into a full-on bear market, they can be quite profitable on the way down. So therein lies your first decision to make. All right, so now let's say, all right, I'm still in the growth phase of my career, of my life. I'm still in the accumulation phase. I'm still accumulating. I'm still working. I'm still adding money to my 401k. I'm invested in my home, and I hope that it goes up in value. I'm accumulating assets still. I'm getting a paycheck every week. But there comes a point in time where eventually you reach a non-accumulation phase. You reach a distribution phase where you start distributing the assets that you've accumulated over the years. Well, okay, so let's decide. Let's say you're currently in that accumulation phase, but you're not a young buck anymore. You want more of the large cap types, the Amazons, the Microsofts, the Googles of the world. How many's too much? What's not enough? Well, I've just found over time about 30, right in there. That would be the average, 25 to 30, somewhere in there is about the right amount for me. I had a guy come to me one time that had 300 stocks in his portfolio. His teeth were chattering as he talked to me. He said, I can't make decisions. He made plenty of decisions of when to buy, but he couldn't make the decision of when to sell. And he had like 3 shares of this one and 5 shares of that one and 6 shares. It was a mess. It's unmanageable. It's unwieldy. You can't manage that many stocks. If you want to own that many, just buy an index. And on the other side, I've seen people, they've come to me and they said, I'll do business with you, Bill, but I only want you to buy 10 stocks. Well, I usually have to turn those kind of people away because that doesn't match what I have found to be a right number. Because every once in a while, here's what's going to happen. I have one down today. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, there's an SEC investigation of this company. Publicly traded stock, Ubiquity Networks, UBNT. Now, luckily, it's only a 2.5% to 3% overall position in my ultra growth portfolio. So one stock being down, what is it right now? It's down 27% today. Started the day at $75 a share. It was making a nice move, and all of a sudden it's $54 a share overnight, just like that. No warning, nothing, just overnight, bam. Down 27%. Well, I mean, if it was 10%, if it was the only stock I owned, let's say I knew somebody that worked there and they kept telling me how great things are going, which they have been going good. They've had some good earnings growth, 27% per year over the last 5 years. And my neighbor works there and I put all my marbles in this basket. That's not a good idea. Or if you work for the company, I've had people that have worked for the company and they own all their stock is in that company. In the early days, I had a lot of people that worked for Qualcomm here in San Diego. And their entire retirement was in Qualcomm stock. Well, over the last 5-10 years, Qualcomm stock has not done very well. It has not even kept up with the market. So it's not a good idea to have a lot of any one stock, in my opinion. Now, you may get lucky and get the right one. But that's not the way I do things, all right? So a 27% drop in a stock that's the only stock in your portfolio is down 27% today. Now, or a large position, 10% position. I only elect to own 10 stocks. Here's the problem. One of those stocks all of a sudden comes up out of nowhere, blindsides you with, oh, we're being investigated by the SEC today. Bam. That has a big impact on your portfolio. But when you own 25 or 30, and one of them's down 27% on the day, and the others are doing just fine, it doesn't have that much of an impact. It's still not pleasant. I always moan when I come to work and I see, oh, great, just what I need. Ubiquity Networks, down 27% on SEC subpoena news. That's just what you need to start a new week. Well, I mean, overall, everything is up a little bit today when I take a look at the big picture. But there is one stock in there, and it happened to me last week. During earnings season, there's always going to be one or two that come up a little short. Today, it's Walmart, which I don't own, but if you had a big chunk of your assets in Walmart, that stock's down 9% today. It's going to hurt your overall portfolio. Last week, I had Arista Networks come up like a penny shy on their earnings report, and that stock got hit last week. Well, I'm going to let the dust settle there. We're going to see where the new numbers come in at, and we'll make a decision. But I just, not a good idea. More than 5% of your portfolio in any one stock, that's one man's opinion. Take it for what it's worth. This is Bill Gunderson for the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio. I hope you're reading these articles that I write every week in my newsletter. Last week on Friday, Saturday, I sent out the newsletter Saturday late morning, and I went through a play-by-play of last week's blow-by-blow of last week's market. Of how we handled the week, which was a lot more steady, a lot more stable than the week before. But the word for last week, the bird was not the word. Inflation was the word last week by far. And I wrote at length about inflation and what it means for your portfolio. I wrote about those areas of the market that don't do well in an inflationary environment, and I wrote about at length about those areas of the market that do well in an inflationary market. It's your choice which side of the street you want to be on, the sunny side of the street or the cold, windy, chilly side of the street. Those areas of the market that are being impacted in a negative way by an inflationary rising interest rate environment. Oh, that should be a real guide to you on how to be allocated in this current market. So, I mean, that's the free newsletter that goes out every week to 11,000, 12,000 people, something like that. For the first 2 weeks, I give you my full newsletter that goes out to my clients that has all my buys and sells and my portfolios. You can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com. And get on the gravy train of the free newsletter, Picking My Brain, the gravy train that picks Bill's brains. I also wrote at length last week about blockchain. I had the blockchain people on my show, and I went into depth on their ETF. I took a deep dive into Block, B-L-O-K, which is the blockchain ETF. And I showed you, I exposed, I turned the cards and put them upside down so you could see the cards that this ETF holds. Taiwan Semiconductor, Digital Garage, NVIDIA, Overstock, Square, GMO Internet, SBI Holdings, Red Hat, Accenture, Hive Blockchain, SAP, EPAM, Wipro, Shun Li, MoneyGram, Kiwi, MasterCard, and on and on and on. These are all players in the blockchain space. Blockchain and cryptocurrencies, yes, they go together. But blockchain, as you heard, relates to many industries. Blockchain is a new technology. Like when the internet came along, now we've got blockchain, and it's applicable to many, many sectors, many, many areas of our economy. And here are these major players. I went through them, listed them, talked a little bit about blockchain. Then in the newsletter, this is the free part of the newsletter, I went through my new A-plus momentum screen that you can look at every day on the app. That's the $9.99 a month version of the app. Go to beststocksnowapp.com, click on stocks, and right at the top it says possible stocks for traders, the daily momentum A+. And I showed over the weekend the top 50 stocks in that screen. Some of them I recognize here because I see Wingstop, which there's several of those in our neighborhood. I've never stopped. Maybe I should. Square. Hey, that's a blockchain stock. Square Inc. That's also Twitter's other stock. The CEO of Twitter is also the CEO of Square. There's Aurora Cannabis in the A-plus momentum grade. Bombardier, they're the Brazilian plane maker. What else do I see? Bluebird Bio, which is in that CAR-T biotech arena. Maybe they're going to be bought out. Several companies in that CAR-T arena have been bought out so far. Zendesk. That's an interesting little stock, Zendesk. Weibo. I own Weibo in my ultra growth portfolio. Sorrento Therapeutics. Those are some of the A-plus ranked momentum stocks in the market right now. There's something going on there, right? I went through Modern Portfolio Theory in my newsletter. What is it? How has it done over the years? What are the prospects for Modern Portfolio Theory going forward? I referenced you back to some articles that I wrote in July of 2016. In fact, July 5th, 2016, when I called the top in the bond market and in the REIT market too, anything interest rate sensitive. Guess what? As we look back, that was the top. The REITs are now down 12.7% since that July 2016 peak. And if you look at the bond market topped out in July of 2016. The bond market, just the 10-year bond, it's gone from $113 a share down to $102 a share. That's a big drop on the bond ETF since 13.4% is what I get since the top in July of 2016 when I wrote my articles. And I gave you a link to all 275 articles that I have written for Seeking Alpha over the years. And you can look up the track record. I'm a guy that called the bottom in the stock market in late March of 2009. Some point, there will be a top in the stock market. This has been a bull market now for almost 9 years. In 2 weeks, this bull market will turn 9 years old. It continues to follow earnings. And in this coming week, we'll take a look at where the earnings are headed for the S&P 500. Because when they start to level off, and when they start to roll over, look out below in the stock market. Remember, you have that choice. 0 to 100. You can have 0% of your portfolio in stocks. You can have 100% of your portfolio in stocks. Right now, I'm almost at 100. Not quite. But I always have my eye in the rear view mirror. If you'd like for me to manage your money, GundersonCapital.com. Get the newsletter. Give us a call, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.